Hello and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church in the heart of Cardiff. It's Sunday the 31st of July and it's also the 7th Sunday after Trinity. I'm sure you've guessed, but I'm Sarah, the Vicar of St John's, and it really is good to have you here with us, whether you're with us live or on catch up or listening on the phone. However you join us, it's good to have you with us. Today, we have inheritances, farming, treasure and the heart, and pirates. Yes, pirates. St John's is a growing community centred in Cardiff, but with members of our community spread across the world. We hope that you will enjoy being with us today, having time with each other and having time with God. Wherever you're based, however you've found us, for whatever reason you join us here today, you are welcome. Now, if you choose to put your names and locations in the comments on YouTube or Facebook, we will try to welcome you personally. And if you do, it will act as a sign of who we are gathering here with today. But don't feel under any pressure to do so. It's just a suggestion. And every week, there are quite a few people who just watch live, they're part of it live, but they don't put their names and locations in Facebook or YouTube. And that is just fine. How lovely it was to be at St John's this morning. Once again, the attendance is almost back up to our pre-pandemic levels. And I looked out just before the service and looked out at everyone, and you all looked just so fabulous. Can't really take a photo at the start of the service, but I'd really love to. Please do stay with us though till the end of the service, because we will have some photos from after the service in St John's this morning, and we'll have one from last Monday's licensing of a very good friend of St John's to the parish of Margam Abbey. More later. So who do we have online here today? Well, hello to Chris from St Iltyd's, and to Helen and Laura and Gwyneth, who sometimes come and watch straight away after on catch up just a few minutes after we've done this. But first out of the traps today was our lovely church warden Ruth. Hello Ruth, lovely to have you with us. Ruth was keeping St John's open after our service and probably hasn't been back particularly long, so thank you Ruth for everything. Richard, our still our treasurer, officially not our treasurer, but actually still doing some treasurer's duties. Good afternoon to you. Carol, welcome to you. It's great to have you with us. We hope you enjoy your time at St John's. Peter, how lovely it was to see you this morning, and great to have you here this afternoon as well. Myrta joins us. Myrta joins us from Montevideo, where it must be sort of, but not quite, midwinter, just past midwinter. Myrta, we hope you are having a really good weekend, and it's a privilege to have you join us every week. Mary, how good to see you as well, and it's lovely to have you here week by week, and welcome to you today. Bjorn joins us from Lübeck in Germany, and he puts it perfectly, because if you don't know, England and Germany are playing in the final of the Euro. The women's teams are playing in the final just pretty much at the end of our service here today. And he says, good afternoon from Lübeck. Good luck to the women's football teams of England and Germany today. Well, I'll say amen to that, Bjorn, and may the best team win. And I was just thinking of you about 20 minutes ago, and knowing that that game is coming up. Liz joins us from mid well, West Wales, really, actually. Liz, so lovely to see you. So great to see some super photos of you at the St. Paddan's summer school there. And always lovely to see you. And I've heard fabulous things about the Tuesday evening prayer that you led for the group. Apparently it was just what was needed. So cheering. Heather, who's preaching for us today, says hi from a sunny Taftswell. Thank you for this morning, Heather. That was a fabulous sermon. And we're looking forward to the video edit of it today in a few minutes' time. Laura joins us. Prinhandar, she says, from Riverside. Prinhandar, to you. Croeso, Laura. Lovely to have you with us. And I hope the summer holidays has started well for you all. Gay, hello, Gay. It's great to have you with us. Gay joins us from Caswell Bay today, and it's good to have you here, and I hope you're having some good time with family. Always needed. Ah, oh, Steph and Joe are back. Steph and Joe on the Isle of Wight. So good to have the two of you here, and I hope you're having a good time. Funny enough, again, was only thinking about you sometime earlier this week. So I hope the summer is being kind to you there. Once again, a very special welcome if you're listening on the phone. I know Norma often does, even though she's with us on a Sunday morning. So hello to Joyce and Vernette. Hello to Christabel, to Iris, Jane and your friends, and of course to Dorothy. Hello to Oswald and Marion and Wendy. You are all very welcome. So, in the midst of this world with its difficulties and joy, we gather together today to hear of God's love for us and for the whole world. We are in the presence of God and of one another. We are a community. And so, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. So let us remember, when we have each fallen short of our calling, to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Here's the collect for the seventh Sunday after Trinity, and it's read for us today, just ahead of today's 10 a.m. service, by our organist, Philip.
Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name, increase in us true religion, nourish us with all goodness, and of your great mercy keep us in the same. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The reading this week comes from chapter 12 of St. Luke's Gospel, and again it was recorded for us this morning, just a few minutes before the 10 o'clock service in St. John's. It's chapter 12, starts at verse 13, and it's read for us today by Rachel.
Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Friend, who set me to be a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to the crowd, "Take care, be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly. And he thought to himself, "What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry. But God said to him, you fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. And these things you have prepared, whose will they be? So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich towards God.
Now here's Heather with her address.
There's all sorts of things we could say about this passage, but I want to talk about the phrase, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. Jesus isn't saying it's wrong to have possessions or to be wealthy, but that shouldn't be how we measure our life, nor should we believe that there is security in them. There have been times in my life when I've had plenty, and times when everything I owned could fit in the back of a small car. And it doesn't matter either way, because I know that, as it says in Colossians, my life is hidden with Christ in God. The rich farmer in the parable thought that he was living his best life. He thought he had everything sorted for years to come. Nothing to worry about because he had plenty. But it was all so fleeting. He was putting his trust in material goods, in the wealth from his produce, instead of trusting in God. God isn't saying it's wrong to save for retirement or future needs, but this is about priorities. Are we trusting in money or trusting in God? Are we doing what Jesus commanded us to do? Loving God, loving our neighbour, showing compassion to those who need it? Or are we just fulfilling our own desires? If you're familiar with the Pirates of the Caribbean films, you may remember Captain Jack Sparrow's compass. It's quite special. It won't tell you where north is, but it will point to whatever it is that you want most. And we all have these compasses, and we all follow them. If the most precious thing in our life is money or fast cars, that's what will lead us. Finding those things will be how we use our time and energy. But if the most precious thing in our life is following Jesus, loving God, loving our neighbour, doing what he commands, then that's what our compass will point at, and that is how we will spend our time and energy. And it is then that we know our hearts are in the right place. When we look to Jesus as our guide, we will know that we are storing up treasure in heaven and leading our best life on earth. If we spend time with Jesus, in prayer, in worship, and in reading the Bible, then our compass will realign itself to point to him. Our treasure will be secure in heaven, and we will be building the kingdom here on earth.
Thank you, Heather. So we now do come to our time of intercession. And so if anyone has anything or anyone on their heart, please feel free, if you wish, to put that person or that issue into the comments on YouTube or Facebook. And if you do that, we'll try to pray in real time in this service for your intention. Do remember, it's a public service, and so you might want to use first names or initials, but I'm sure you'll manage to think of what to put. We have said that we would pray with and for each other, and while we're getting our thoughts together, here's a reminder of the commitment which we have made to pray for the needs of ourselves and the world.
Hi, my name's Laura, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, my name is Liz, and I will pray with you today.
Hello, my name's John, and this is Jethro. And this is to say that we will be praying with you.
Hello, I'm Tayo, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Vanessa, and I shall be glad to pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Renda. I pray for you.
My name's Ruth, and I'll be praying for you.
Hello, I'm Glenys, and I will be praying with you today.
Hi, I'm Dan, and I'll pray for you.
Hello, I'm Anne, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I will pray for you today.
Hi, I'm Quentin, and I'm praying for you.
Hi, I'm Janet, and I'm praying for you.
Hello, I am Iona, and I will pray with you.
Hello, I'm Evan. I'll pray for you.
So, in the power of the Spirit, let us pray to the Father through Christ, the Saviour of the world. So let us pray for the people of Ukraine, for those who are fighting, for those who are making peace, or trying to make peace. We pray for those who are displaced, and those who are digging in. We hold before God the people of Myanmar, and especially the Rohingya people, and the people of Hong Kong, and also the Uyghur people of China, as they each face oppression from their governments. We hold today on our hearts and before God the indigenous peoples of the Philippines, as a United Nations human rights report states a cultural genocide is underway in that country, with the people being forcibly removed from their lands. We hold before God the Lambeth Conference, the conference of Anglican bishops throughout the world taking place at this time in Canterbury. We pray for the good meetings and discussions and learning which will take place there. We pray for the bishops and their spouses who are attending. But we pray too for those spouses who have not been formally invited because they are married to a same-sex partner. We pray for all those who are hurt by some bishops' refusal to take communion at the communion services because of the issue of same-sex marriage. We hold before God those who have asked for our prayers, and amongst them Corona and Nosheen. We pray for Flavia's friend Amanda and Freya and her brother Patrick. We pray for Ruth's friend Angie, for Emma's mother Jane, and also for Gerald, a regular member of the community at St. John's. We hold before God and commend to God Janet's friend Jill, who died recently in hospital, and Amanda's friend Helena. With Steph, we pray for Jo as she embarks on a holiday to America. And in a short time of quiet, we offer to God the concerns of our own hearts this day. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And so we say the Lord's Prayer together in its more traditional format. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you all for being with us today and indeed for being part of this community of St. John's. Now, I'm taking a 2-week break from tomorrow. Next week, as ever, we'll be in St. John's at 10 o'clock in the morning, but the live stream service and therefore the phone service will be taking a 2-week break. So this is the last service until the 21st of August. I'm somewhat nervous. I hope when we come back and do this on the live stream at 4 and on the phone at 5 on the 21st of August that you'll all be back there with us if you can. I'll be keeping you on my heart, but we felt it was just a good thing just to stop for 2 weeks and then restart it again. Evening prayer, however, will continue on Zoom each weekday evening at 5 p.m. And so do let us know if you'd like to know how to join this service. It's on Zoom and many members of the community lead it in turn. However you join us, it's great to have you with us. And each and every one of you is very much part of our community. And as we leave this service, here is God's blessing for each and every one of us. The God of grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, establish, strengthen, and settle you in the faith. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. So, thank each and every one of you for being with us today. We'll end today's live stream with some photos this morning taken at St. John's. There's a photo of the Candle for Ukraine, which was first lit at St. John's in our service for Ukraine, but which now resides in Llandaff Cathedral. That was taken for us by Luke, and thank you for sending that in, Luke. There's a photo of Heather, who preached superbly this morning and, of course, provided our online address here today as well. There's one of Andrew enjoying some refreshments with Heather, Jenny, who cantered the Psalms beautifully for us this morning, Francis and Jazz, and our wonderful planning group, Evan, Quentin, Ruth and Richard. And well, to end, and we'll end up with Janet, Jane, Sylvia and BB. But we'll start with a photo from the licensing and installation of our good friend Mark Greenaway Robbins as vicar of Margam Abbey. Mark is a good friend of St. John's. He was part of our think tank for a couple of years, and his appointment at Margam Abbey, I think, is a superb one. We'll be keeping Mark, his wife Ruth, and their two children very much in our prayers. We wish each and every one of you a blessed few weeks. Paz et bien. Go in the peace of Christ. Dieu bendithiog chi.